everybody. I'm sitting here this afternoon calibrating my HP LP2475W, which is an IPS-based monitor from Hewlett-Packard. I've been very happy with it, but I'm not here to boo about that. I actually want to talk a little bit about color management and, more importantly, monitor calibration. A lot of people are probably asking why it's important to calibrate their monitor. In a nutshell, when you display a picture either on a screen or you send it to a printer, you want the colors to match between the screen that you're editing on and either the screen it's going to be displayed on or on the printer and the paper that it's going to be printed on. You want the reds to look red, the blues to look blue, and the greens to look green. It's carried out by using a colorimeter. In my case, I have one of the X-Rite I1s. Plugs into the USB port, runs a little piece of software. If you Google monitor calibration, you'll find probably literally hundreds of YouTube videos showing you how to do it, so I won't go into that. It's a pretty straightforward process, though. The hardware is a little pricey. You're going to spend a couple $100s on a good colorimeter. There's a couple brands out there. I have the X-Rite. There's the Color Spider. The one that intrigues me now is actually the Color Monkey. And the reason that intrigues me is it does printers as well. But the reason it's important is if you're going to take an image, go out and shoot it with your camera, sit down at Photoshop, Lightroom, GIMP, whatever your editing choice is, and try to make that the nicest image you can. You want people to view it and see it the same way that you edit it to. You want it to be an accurate representation of your work. Whether that's uploading it to Flickr and SmugMug or your website, or if you're sending it to a printer. If your monitor is so far out of calibration and you edit a picture and you get it to what you think looks like green, what looks like red and looks like blue, by the time it's posted and put on a website, Lord only knows what the other person that's viewing it is actually going to see. And it could really degrade what they think of your work if the colors are just completely outside of the realm of realism. It's also important if you're printing with a calibrated printer, that way the colors are as accurate as possible as well when you're looking the difference between your monitor and the printer itself. There will always be a little variation on printers, and again, if you get online and look, you'll see the difference between reflected light and radiated light. There's just enough variable in there that there will always be a difference. But in any case, if you're a photographer and or you're just an avid enthusiast of looking at photography online, I highly and strongly recommend that you calibrate your monitor. People tell me they do it by eye, and I guess maybe that works for some. It just simply doesn't for me. I have to use a colorimeter of some kind, and I'm very, very happy with the results. I can't recommend it enough, and if you do go that route, it'll be a couple $100 well spent. Well, I hope everybody has a good afternoon and a rest of the weekend, even if there's only a few hours left of it, and I will talk to you again soon.